Yeah, Tony was mentioning actually on the previous show about you know, what a good value Monroe will be tonight. Tony, what was his price for tonight?
$5,800 on DraftKings tonight against Joaquin Noah. Hey, just the,
eighteen points and nine rebounds against the Knicks the other night, and they had a lot of trouble with him on the interior, Tony.
Yeah, just the whole religious thing to cap it off. Didn't the Beatles have their own clergyman? Wasn't Rabbi Shanka one of their people?
I don't remember.
I don't have any information.
I think they had it. Sure. I got to look that up.
Trust you?
I think the Beatles, I think, like, I guess they, it is. This religion is part of a lot of these things.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But, Greg, like, yes. Monroe and Malcolm Brogdon have a terrific on-court relationship, it seems.
Oh, well, I'm excited to hear about it. First, after he talked to the chaplain, he talked to you, Scott Engel. Let's hear what he had to say.
Scott Engel with Greg Monroe. Greg, this team has the best field goal percentage in the East and most points in the paint in the league. Do you feel like, you know, that was the key, like, down the stretch, especially when you guys came back in the fourth quarter?
Definitely. We definitely know as a team that our strength is getting into the paint, getting to the basket. Tonight we just did a good job of sticking with it, and we just fought. And then obviously, you know, Giannis, he did what great players do, what all-stars do, and made a big shot at the end. So, you know, I think as a team, we did a great job of fighting.
Malcolm Brogdon, you know, you guys worked again real good tonight. You looked pretty on the fast break again. Can you explain why you have such good chemistry with him?
Just a smart player, a solid player. And, you know, he's always in the right position. You know, I think everybody on the team is doing a good job of trying to be unselfish. So we're just playing off each other. You know, me and him play a lot on the second team. So, you know, just having that chemistry, practicing in games, building it day by day, just knowing where he's going to be and him knowing where I'll be.
You feel like you're playing some, like, the best all-around ball of your career? Like, you're playing even better defensively and moving the ball?
Definitely. I mean, you know, I feel comfortable in the system defensively. And then offensively, I know, I mean, it's a free-flowing offense. People are moving. Everybody touches it. So, you know, everybody's comfortable, I believe. But I definitely feel good at where I'm at right now.
There you go. There you go. That's Greg Monroe, of course, you spoke to.
Yeah, Greg Monroe. That was a season-high 18 points against the Knicks, who they face tonight. He's averaging 16 points, 9.3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals, while shooting 60.6% from the field in 30.6 minutes per game over his last 3, and in the previous 30, 9.7 points and 6.5 boards in 19.4 minutes per contest. The Jason Kidd bumped him to that second unit because he said, we really don't need a player with your profile really on that first unit, and he's playing some of the most efficient basketball of his career. He's more involved defensively, which always seemed to be an issue coming into this year. He's running the floor more. Like, the field goal percentage down by the basket is down more, but all his other measurables, like his moving the ball, assists, steals, on a per minute basis, he's doing better than ever before, they're saying. And there's a lot of rumors about him being traded, but you know, some of the Bucks beat guys like, you know, that this might not be a good move because how well he's operating that second unit.
As we know, he was really pissed off when he got sent to the bench last year. He was this big time signing in Milwaukee. Kidd sends him to the bench. I know us fantasy owners, Tone, had no idea what Jason Kidd was thinking.
No, and it's just, we talked about it earlier in the show, right? It's just how things have changed now in the NBA.
Yep.
When you look at him playing the center position, and you have Antetokounmpo out there, you got Jabari Parker, and back then you had Chris Middleton as well, right? There was only so much to go around, so he cleans up on that second unit, he becomes a scoring option there, and I get it. I'll tell you what, there were times, though, when John Hanson was playing way too much. I talked about it on the show this morning.
Right.
He's actually intriguing when he's so cheap, because he sometimes gets 20 minutes of play and he can't figure out how he gets it out there. But Monroe, absolutely the better player.
Monroe is absolutely a better player, yeah. No question. But as you said, different NBA, different style.